This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Cincinnati is home to many Fortune 500 companies, all touting major brands, products, and services that have shaped our corporate and cultural landscape. But those big companies started out much smaller. Main Street Ventures Summer in Venture Academy aims to teach high school students about the world of entrepreneurship and what it takes to start a business from scratch. Joining me now to discuss the program and how it's working to develop business leaders of the future are Main Street Ventures Executive Director Sean Parker. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Great to have you. And St. Xavier High School student Arav Kad. Thanks for being here, Arav.
Thank you for having me.
You can join the conversation, too, by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing talk at wvxu.org. Sean, I want to start by saying on the Main Street Ventures website in really big letters are the words empowering the next generation of entrepreneurs. This adventure in Entrepreneurship Academy seems to really take that to a new level. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been proud to serve as executive director of Main Street Ventures for the last few months. And we have a number of programs, but one of our marquee programs is our summer entrepreneurship camp for high school students. And that's exactly what it is. It's empowering the next generation of entrepreneurs. We'll get to hear from Arav a little bit later, who was a participant in the program. But his story, like many, is where we're trying to help young people understand that there are different ways to support yourself, to support your family, whether it's working for an existing company or starting your own, but really using that creativity and leveraging those resources to get started and learn something and apply it to other things in life.
And Sean, as I understand, this is the second year for the program. Why bring it back? Why did you want to have it again?
Sure. So it's the second year in this format, and we brought it back because of great feedback and stories that we received from last year's cohort. There were several students who participated last year who will participate again this year, RF being one of them. And so repeat customers is always a good sign. But we just feel like it's important to expose students to mentors and the process of starting a company or a product or a business from start to finish, and to help them learn new things and get new experiences, build new relationships.
Arav, I just noticed you are wearing an Adventure Entrepreneurship Academy T-shirt. You are representing. I appreciate that. You took part in this last summer. What were you expecting when you decided to get involved?
So I wasn't expecting anything. This was my first toe dip in entrepreneurship. I remember walking in the first day and walking into Union Hall and not knowing anyone, not knowing what was going to happen. It was less what I expected, more what eventually happened. I think I was expecting it to not be that great. I was like, oh, like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put on my college apps. It'll look good.
And that was important.
Yes. And then I did it and I had the time of my life. It was so much fun. Just to give you an example, I texted my friend who I met at that camp. I was like, oh my God, guys, I get to talk about this on a radio show. And I got responses back immediately. It was just so engaging. Like, I felt I learned so much about entrepreneurship in such a short time. And I also felt like I cultivated great relationships because at the end of the day, you can know everything you want about entrepreneurship and the company you're starting. But without the right relationships, without the right connections, you're not going to be able to do anything. And that's why the camp meant so much to me and why it means so much to me and why I'm coming back.
Oh, wow. This is quite an endorsement. You picked the right person to be on the show with you today, Sean.
Absolutely.
So tell us more about the camp. What was it like?
So the first day we walked in, and so originally I didn't even know we were going to like win an award at the end of the camp. And so
I didn't know that was a possibility.
Yeah, I had no idea. And so I walk in, and let me just say, as a disclaimer, I'm so partial because the food at the camp was so good. Like, if you're coming and you're only coming for the food, you're making a good decision, right? But obviously, that's one huge pro, but I think the camp was just this great place to meet people who also wanted to excel in entrepreneurship. And especially hearing the mentors talk in the morning, because I don't know if the format has changed too much, but the way it was when I did it was that we had a learning session in the morning with someone who either was an entrepreneur or teaches entrepreneurship. And there was one on marketing, there was one on product ideation, product design. And then in the afternoon, we would get to develop our idea using what we learned in the morning. And my favorite part about it was this camp could have been handled in a way that made every team really compete and made it super competitive, and it wasn't.
Like blood sport.
Yes. Like, we were all working together. It was, oh, for those of you who aren't familiar, in a pitch deck for entrepreneurship, if judges ask questions and you have an appendix with an answer to the question, it's a very good look. When one team started making an appendix, they would help the rest of the teams make an appendix. We would all help each other, like, design something if something wasn't working out. And that's, like, the camp was a very friendly environment, very friendly competition, not I need to win competition. And that's what makes it great.
Wow. So I want to remind our listeners, we're talking about Main Street Ventures Summer in Venture Academy, which aims to teach high school students about the world of entrepreneurship. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing talk@wvxu.org. Rob, you mentioned this whole, like, oh, I didn't even know there was a prize, but little bird told me your team actually won the prize at the end that you didn't know was a possibility. What business idea did your team develop?
So our business idea was called Love Eats, which isn't much of a surprise. My family just started a cafe in Mason called My Colorful Kitchen, so we're all very food-oriented. My idea originally, it started out as an app that recommends you drinks based off of what you already like. But one of the members of my team, Kennedy, said, Arav, we should make it about food. And so that increased our target market by a large margin. And essentially what our app does is you would download the app and it would show you an ad, which is one way we would make revenue. And you would tell it, I like the three-way from Skyline. I like this kind of chicken sandwich. I like this kind of taco from Bakersfield. And based off of your preferences, it would give you different types of food to try. And companies could sponsor their food and that would show up as boosted in your feed. You could interact with other people on the app. And the reason we would, like, excel in front of our competition is because we would have a dish-by-dish breakdown of what customers liked and didn't like, which is something very unique for a review app for food. And we could sell those insights back to restaurants, which would be another way we could make money. And there was a premium subscription for the app where you could become healthy, because Love Eats was designed to help people try new food. And that food could be healthy, that food could be spicy, it could be trying international types of food. And there was just a lot. And we also had, like, an end of year where, think Spotify Wrapped, it would tell you everything you've eaten at the end of the year.
And it'd be really dangerous for me.
No, but you should try it.
I actually need that app, because yeah. I'm a pretty picky eater. And so I like to try new things, but it makes sense for it to have the base of something that I enjoy. So,
yeah. Like, is there a scary ingredient that I do not want to try this dish?
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So, Sean, I know you're new to Main Street Ventures. You mentioned you've been there a few months, but what can you tell us about some of the other business ideas that came out of the camp last year?
Yeah, so I'm not familiar with all of the business ideas that came out of the camp, but this is one of the many programs that we run where businesses are started and are grown. We just finished up a round of grants for our LEAP and Launch grants. Those are for business owners, not in outside of high school and college.
Gotcha.
To start their businesses. And it's everything from retail to manufacturing to CPG companies or products. And it spans the gamut.
Yeah. Well, tell me, let's get back to this entrepreneurship program over the summer for talented young people like Arav here. Why is this so important to you, to Main Street Ventures, to teach students about this at such a young age? Why is it important to the region to kind of inspire people like Arav to
Absolutely.
Maybe go into business?
Well, I think first off, you know, when Arav speaks of his experience and where he's going in life, I think that's a huge stamp of approval for why we do these things. But it's important because You know, prior to Main Street Ventures, I did corporate public relations for several companies in town, as well as a few out of town. And it all comes down to talent. And when you work within, you know, a corporation, there are different personalities, there are different things that people bring to the table. But oftentimes you find that there are also a subculture of people that have, you know, side hustles. So things that they're passionate about and that serve as a particular outlet. And so it's important to help young people express those creative outlets. You know, Arv mentioned the app product that they created at the camp. You know, he just won another pitch competition here recently with a totally different idea in the food and kind of restaurant space.
Wow, you didn't even humble brag that, Arv. Nice job.
And so, if you think of innovation, right, it's going to come from young people. I spent some time on the Cincinnati Public School Board, and you know, I've always said that if you arm young people with tools to express themselves and exposure to learn what's out there that they may not know about, then they'll exceed all of our you know, expectations or even, you know, wildest dreams.
Wow. So Arv, you now are a serial award-winning potential entrepreneur. Have you always been entrepreneurial? I mean, were you one of those kids selling like warm lemonade and Dixie cups in your neighborhood?
Not really. I mean, I had a phase where I sold rainbow loom bracelets for fun, but I wasn't really entrepreneurial. I would say this camp is what made me entrepreneurial. The reason I signed up is because I had this one teacher. His name is Tim McDonald, but we all call him Coach Mac affectionately. And he asked me to be a part of the Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation at St. Xavier, which is this new center that just got like a huge endowment, a seven-figure endowment. Ooh. And we're pouring a lot of time and effort into it. Like this year, who did we have that was really important come in? We had, I want to say, one of the leaders for Boeing India come in and speak, who was a StayNext grad. We had a few more people come in, and he asked me to sign up for this camp. And I was like, sure, like I'll sign up. It's free. I'm not losing anything by going. And then I signed up and I was like, entrepreneurship is really, I'm not going to say easy, but easy. Like it was so, it felt like the back of my hand. I was like, oh, obviously, this is what we do next, yeah. Like logically. And
so you were like a natural.
I don't want to say that, but kind of. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fair. It's nice to kind of find your groove, you know, especially when you're young. So you don't have to climb over a bunch of other messy things to find what you really like to do and what you're really good at. Sean, I know part of this program is to introduce students like Arv to local university entrepreneurship and innovation programs. Why is that so important to have as a piece of this?
Yeah, it's important because that's what fuels our pipeline for grants that we ultimately support later in the ecosystem. You know, one of the ways that we're looking to evolve some of our relationships with the schools are to identify the high schools in the region that have someone that's focused on entrepreneurship. I wish that I would have had that when I graduated from Walnut Hills High School in, you know, early 2000s. But, you know, there are schools with, you know, coffee programs where the students, it's student-led, they understand, you know, business and inventory and marketing and sales. It really is the key to the future of our city and the world, right? Is to help people unlock ideas and innovation and contribute in a way that's meaningful to them and to the rest of society.
Arv, has being part of this program and what you're doing at St. X, has this influenced or changed the way you think about your future, what you want to do after high school, and you know what's ahead for you?
So just some context, I'm going to Indiana University. I'm going to the Kelly School of Business. And originally my double majors were economic consulting along with public policy analysis. And I asked them, I was like, can I get a minor in entrepreneurship? And they said no, because the way they're program works is that if you're in the business school, you can't get a minor from the business school. You have to major in whatever program you want to major in. And so after I won the other pitch competition, I was like, you know, maybe politics isn't for me, because also I wasn't born in America. And so I was like, politics doesn't make sense if I can't be the president.
Fair. Right? Like, you got to have that big goal at the end.
Yeah.
Can't grab the brass ring, then forget it. Never mind.
And so just like a couple of days ago, I changed my major from economic consulting and public policy analysis to economic consulting and entrepreneurship. And so I think that's a pretty big change. And I definitely wouldn't have done that without the Inventure Camp.
So. Yeah. So you can't be president, but you could still, I mean, world domination is within reach as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. Fair.
Sean, I actually think Arif could become president. And so he can use the time from between now and then to start some businesses and to bring some amazing products into the world.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe get a little something on the side to rewrite the Constitution in a way that right. opens up some doors for you.
Make a huge business and then lobby so that they change the law.
There you go.
See, you've got it all figured out already. Sean, before you started this role, you mentioned you spent nearly 20 years working for big corporations. What value do you think there is for entrepreneurial people like Arif to start out at big companies first, to kind of learn about business, learn the ropes, learn about industry?
Yeah, I think it's important to approach, you know, first, second, third jobs with a spirit of kind of curiosity and service almost. And so, you know, when I started at P&G, I was the recent graduate that was getting my work done and then trying to network with others to see if there were things that I could help take off of their plate. And through that, you know, you learn new things, you build relationships with people that are really interesting, and they can teach you, right? They can teach you about the things that they've done that that work well, or the things that don't work so well, or when you make a mistake, you can go to them and get some of that feedback. I do think that, and this is one thing that we're trying to support with Main Street Ventures, but I do think that when you do work at a big company, they have access to training that is critical. So if I think about some of the early trainings that I took at P&G, or some of the continuing education things that I've done, all of that has been relevant and useful in everyday life, whether it was for the next job or even for my family. And so the other thing is, you know, the big co's expose you to opportunities to travel and work on big things. But I don't necessarily think that that's the only route to take. That's the route that I happen to take. I was the youngster selling warm lemonade and seashells that I picked up at Virginia Beach on vacation and trying to sell it to my neighbors. And so I just didn't know that that it was entrepreneurship. And in each company that I've worked for, I was very entrepreneurial. So I was always trying to, you know, create a system or an innovation that made things work better and bigger. And so those are the things that are most important. But it's just being a sponge and learning what you like to do, most importantly, what you don't like to do. I think it's yes. super helpful early
Very
on.
Very important lessons. Arif, yeah. what are you thinking now? I mean, this has clearly opened your eyes to your gifts when it comes to entrepreneurship, to some strategies, to some approaches. But are you thinking you're just going to get through college, immediately start your company and dominate from there? Or do you think you'll start out working maybe for somebody else to see if you can pick up some other knowledge?
So right now, the tentative plan is that I want to go into consulting and hopefully get a job at one of the big four, which is EY, McKinsey, Accenture, and then there's one, and Deloitte. I think Deloitte is the other one, but that's the plan. And then I do not see myself making it in corporate America for more than 10 years because being an entrepreneur means you're very headstrong. And I don't think being in corporate America and being headstrong are two things that match very well with each other. So maybe after I have a few years experience in consulting, I really want to start my own business. I don't know what that's going to be yet. Maybe in college, if I find a really good partner with a good business idea, maybe I'll just skip the consulting step and go straight to entrepreneurship. But
yeah,
I'm down for anything.
Well, you've got plenty of time to figure it out. You're an inspiring person. I can't wait to see what comes next for you.
Thank you so much.
I've been talking with Main Street Ventures Executive Director Sean Parker and St. Xavier High School student Arav Kad. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Asiya Johnson. Technical director is Derek Smith. If you miss our program live, you can subscribe to Cincinnati Edition wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lucy May. Thank you so much for listening.